我哋睇马可福音十二章，马可福音十二章 ，Mark Chapter 12。而家澳门嘅有啲变咧，即系以前咧，即系澳门买楼租楼就好危险。Macau is changing some. In the past in Macau, when you'd buy a house and then you'd run out of house, you take a risk. 因为澳门嘅法例咧就保护租客 ，because the Macau law is to protect the renter. 于是咧，以前好多人有楼咧租俾人咧，人哋交一个月嘅租金，跟住十年都唔交租。啊，跟住話要求你賠翻幾萬蚊俾我，我先肯走，係咪 ？You know, in the past, you know, people would pay 1 month rent and then live there for 10 years rent free, and then, when the owner wanted to get rid of them, they said, "I'm not going to leave until you pay me $20,000-$30,000." 嗰個以前澳門好普遍啊，所以好多人唔肯租屋俾人。And it was a common occurrence before, so a lot of people wouldn't rent their houses out.如果我哋咁样听到，我觉得好霸道，系咪 ？If we think about that, it sounds like wow, these are really evil guys, you know, taking advantage. 但系今日喺马可福音十二章咧，有一啲系类似咁嘅事。But as we look in Mark chapter 12, we see something that's very similar. 今日我哋睇耶稣讲一个比喻，系葡萄园嘅比喻。And this morning we're going to be looking at a parable that Jesus taught, and it's a parable of the vineyard.喺呢个葡萄园嘅比喻，我哋见到耶稣咧系讲到神呢个嘅计划俾我哋听。And from this parable, we'll see how Jesus is telling us the plan that God has. 咁我哋都会见到咧神嘅怜悯同埋神嘅忍耐。And from this parable, we can see the grace and mercy of God. We can also see the patience that God has. 因为我哋嘅神系非常之有忍耐。Because our God is an extremely patient God. So we're going to read Mark 12, 12 verses 1 to 9. So we'll read from chapter 12, verse 1 to 9. I have a little bit of a heart disease or a heart disease. So I'm going to cut. I think I've got either pneumonia or bronchitis. So if I start coughing, just...bear with me, please.
佢话耶稣就用比喻对他们说：有人栽了一个葡萄园，周围圈上篱笆，刮了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼，租给远户，就往外国去了。到了时候，打发一个仆人到远户那里，要从远户收葡萄园的果子。远户拿住他，打了他，叫他空手回去。再打发一个仆人到他们那里，他们打伤他的头，并且连累他。又打发一个仆人去，他们就杀了他。后来打发好些仆人去，有被他打的，有被他杀的。远主。还有一位是他的爱子，末后又打发他去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。不了，那些远户彼此说：这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，产业就归我们了。于是拿住他杀了他。把他丢在院外，这样葡萄园的主人要怎么办？怎么办呢？他要来除灭那些院户，将葡萄园转给别人。一齐祈祷。Let's pray。主所，我哋多谢你，今日我哋喺教会里边可以睇到你嘅话语。求主透过呢个圣经里边教导我哋，让我哋可以好清楚知道。神，你今日同我哋教嘅意思系乜嘢？俾我哋心里边开放，可以领受神你嘅教导。我哋多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求 ，Amen。哎呀，冇事，跌咗。好，咁我哋 看这个十二章呢，就是十二章一路到马可福音的尾呢，都是讲到耶稣最后几日呢，是未钉十字架之前的事，是不是？我一路都是在看呢，他刚刚是还有两日到就会钉十字架，他在这个的耶路撒冷，于是他是很坦白很诚实呢，向以色列人讲他的事情。You know, chapter 12 until the end of the Bible, and until the end of the book of Mark, is talking about Jesus' last 2 days before he dies on the cross. And so he's in Jerusalem, it's just like 2 days before he gets crucified, and he's being very honest and open, straightforward with the religious leaders. 他就在这里要讲个事实给他听，是关于以色列国神的计划，还有耶稣的死亡。And so he's going to tell them very honestly and openly or candidly about the plan of God, about Israel, and about his death on the cross. 我们看到这个的比喻呢，就是可以反映到一个很普遍的一件事。And so he's using this parable and it's kind of representing a very common thing. 因为是都会有人是租一些田地去耕田，是不是？Because people will rent fields to work and to plant. 那个业主当然是收过个收割嘛，他收回个应得的，是不是？ And so the owner should receive back what is rightfully his. 他说当时的世界他一样 是有这些习惯。And back then in those days, they also had this way of working. 但如果有一个租客呢，就是这样对个业主，你说即点得系咪？But if there is a renter on the land who is treating the owner this way, I mean, I don't think that's going to work out very well. 我哋见到咧呢个嘅租客咧就系好霸道嘅，系立晒嘅，又要系想抢夺呢个地。And so here we see that this renter was just being real aggressive and trying to steal the land from the owner. 咁啊，耶稣呢？他用比喻讲的是给人们可以明白一些他周围的事，就是明白一些天国的奥秘。 And so as Jesus teaching from parables, he's using stories that people can understand to teach about the truth. 在这里耶稣讲这个比喻呢，就是犹太人一听到他明白，因为是跟他很熟悉一件事。 And here when the Jewish people, when they heard this parable, as soon as they heard it, they knew what Jesus was talking about. 可能你和我就不是很明白，但犹太人一听到他知道什么。 Maybe when we hear it, we don't understand, but when the Jewish people heard it, they understood exactly what Jesus was talking about. 因为如果你跟我一起看以赛亚书第五章第一节至第七节，你会看到。Because if you turn in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 1 to 7, you will see what Jesus is talking about. 在以赛亚书第五章第一节到七节，神在那里呢，就是讲他要做一个葡萄园，是要用上好的葡萄，他是要整篱笆，他要掘水池，又做一个压酒池等等。And so in chapter 5 of Isaiah, Jesus, God is telling us how he made a vineyard and he planted the best trees. He weeded it out. He planted gardens. He put in the wells. And he even built the wine press and put on a fence. 但是他只是生的野葡萄，没有生的好的葡萄。But all that came up was wild grapes and never produced good grapes.跟住佢喺第五章里边话我哋听，呢个葡萄园系以色列国。And then it tells us that the vineyard is the children of Israel. 所以犹太人咧一知道，一听到葡萄园，佢听到耶稣讲呢个比喻，佢知道你讲紧我哋。And so when the Jewish people they heard Jesus talk about the vineyard, they say, "You're talking about us."
因为佢个个都好熟悉呢个嘅比喻。Because they all were very familiar with this parable.
不好意思，特别你睇以赛亚书第五章第七节。
And look, Look at Isaiah chapter 5 verse 7. 万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家, 他所爱的树就是犹太人, 犹大人, 他指望是公平, 谁知倒有暴虐, 指望的是公义, 谁知倒有冤声。
In verse 7, it says very clearly that the vineyard is the children of Israel, and that God wanted mercy and fairness, but all he got was evil.
So we look at Jesus' parable, so when we look at the parable of the vineyard that Jesus says, we can say this. So the owner of the vineyard is God. 但是葡萄园的就是以色列人 And the vineyard itself is the children of Israel. 第三呢,园户就是以色列的领袖 And so the keepers of the vineyard were the leaders of Israel.
跟着仆人呢,就是神所派的先知
And the servants that the owner sent were the prophets.
那我问你呢,他杀了个儿子是谁?
So I ask you, who is the son that they killed?
是耶稣啊,你都懂看,你都懂明啊,
So all of you already know the meaning of this parable.
那个比喻就是讲以色列国,怎样在历史里面,神怎样用很多的爱心来建立他。
And so this parable is talking about Israel, how God used such time and care to build them up.
神有亚伯拉罕,指摩西,指大卫王,一直,怎样在以色列里面做工?
We can see how God, from Abraham to Moses to David, to all throughout the history of Israel, how God was doing work.
神是用很多的细心照顾这个国家建立它的
And God used lots of time and energy to build up this country and to make them his people.
但以色列人做什么呢? 一次又一次又一次
But what did the Jewish people do time and time and time again?
他远离神,拒绝神,不听神
And what they constantly kept doing is leaving God, not listening to him, turning their backs on him.
于是神又派先知跟他讲,
And so God sent prophets to speak to them.
有很多的先知,教育圣经
There are many prophets in the Old Testament.
以利亚,以利沙,是不是?
Like Elijah.
跟着有以赛亚,耶利米,撒加利亚,但以利,以西结,
And so, you know, there's Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel.
很多的先知, 但是圣经告诉我们, 他又杀些,又打些,又拒绝些。
But the Bible tells us that they killed the prophets, they beat the prophets, they rejected the prophets.
最后耶稣来到,他怎样对耶稣?
And then Jesus came, and what did they do to Jesus?
他将耶稣钉十字架,是不是?
And they crucified Jesus on the cross.
这里告诉我们,是真是神的计划,麻烦你。没事。
And so here we can see the plan of God throughout the ages.
这个比喻呢,可以告诉我们关于神一些的事。
You know, this parable tells us some things about God.
是告诉我们神的性情是怎么样。
It tells us what the attitude of God is.
我想你留意一下,这个说神很慷慨。
You can say that God is so generous.
为什么我说这个比喻告诉我们神是慷慨呢? 因为一切工作在这个葡萄园都是神做
Because all the work in this vineyard, God did it.
神是栽种,神是整理的地方,神是种很好的树
Because God planted the trees, he got the best trees, he took care of them.
是不是?
神是用很多的时间来照顾 And he used so much time to take care of them. 神是这样送出，是送出。And God was just giving and giving and giving. 神非常之慷慨。But it also tells us that God is patient.
都告诉我们神是很有忍耐。
为什么我说神是很有忍耐，很 patient 呢？
因为人一次又一次拒绝，一次又一次不听他说。
Because people reject him over and over and over again.
他一次又一次是排斥他先知。
And time again they're just rejecting the prophets.
其实神是给我们有可以明白，因为我们都是一样的。
You know, God gives us a way to understand because we're the same.
在我们的生命里面，神是一次一次呢，是劝我们，我们一次一次有偏行己路。
You know, and in our lives, God comes to us time and time again and encouraging us, calling us, and yet time and time again, we turn our back to God.
是吗？我们很多时候，很多时候是不理神。按住个耳仔，或者左耳入右耳出。
And so often, you know, we just turn our back to the Lord, we cover our ears, we don't want to hear, we let it go in one ear and out the other.
好多时候呢，我们知，但我们叫神借咩。
And so often, you know, we know, and yet we say, God, stand aside for a while.
You know, 好似澳门是政府呢，人家说只眼开只眼闭，我们希望神你只眼开只眼闭，你现在不要看着我做的事。
And so often, you know, in the Macau government, sometimes we say, the Macau government has one eye open and one eye closed, you know, because they don't look at some things. And we want that from God, don't we? We say, God, please don't look at what I'm doing now.
我们很多事呢，就是会不停不停，好像以色列人一样，但以为是没问题。
And so often we're like the children of Israel in doing the same things, and yet we think it's okay.
神是很有忍耐，神是很慷慨。
God is so patient and so loving.
但是神也都是很公义，因为到一个界限呢，神就要停止。
But God is also righteous because there comes a time when God says enough is enough.
当他 是杀自己的儿子的时候，神都是要停止这个游戏。
And when they came and they killed his son, God said, that's the end. No more.
这个比喻都给我们看到关于耶稣几样东
西。This parable also shows us a few things about Jesus.
你留意一下他讲关于耶稣几样东西呢？第一，讲到很清楚耶稣的身份。
It tells us the who Jesus truly is.
因为他讲得很清楚，先知和仆人，跟着儿子有分别。
It tells us so clearly that the prophets, the servants, were very different from the son.
是吗？有些人觉得耶稣只不过是一个先知，有些人觉得耶稣只不过是一个好人。
Some people think that Jesus was just one of the prophets. Some people think that Jesus was just a good man.
但这个经文告诉我们听很清楚，耶稣不是一个先知。
But this parable tells us clearly, Jesus was not a prophet.
耶稣是神的儿子。Jesus was the Son of God. 神的儿子就是神本身，三一真神的一位，第二位。
And the Son of God is God, and he's the second person of the Trinity.
所以耶稣的身份和先知是不同。
So Jesus is different than all of the prophets.
也都告诉我们，耶稣没死十字架之前，他知道他要死在十字架。
And this parable is also telling us that before Jesus was crucified on the cross, Jesus knew he was going to die on the cross.
是吗？第三样嘅话我哋听，最后耶稣要胜利。
And the third thing it tells us is that Jesus, at the end, is going to be victorious.
你再睇第九節 ，look again at verse 9。
這樣葡萄園的主人要怎樣辦呢？他要來除滅那些園戶，將葡萄園轉給別人。
So what is the owner of the vineyard going to do? He's going to come and destroy those in the vineyard and give the vineyard to somebody else.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣知以色列人的时间到了，神要除灭他们。这个信息是对以色列很严重。
Jesus knew that it was time for the Jewish people to be destroyed. And when Jesus says that, it's a very powerful message to the Jewish people.
耶稣死在十字架的时候呢，发生两件很重要的事。
When Jesus died on the cross, two very important things happened.
第一，当耶稣死在十字架的时候呢，圣殿里面有个幔子在至圣所，有上边又撕开，又上到下，分开两边。
There is a in the temple when Jesus died on the cross. There is a partition between the holiest of holies, and it ripped from the top to the bottom.
那个幔子代表人不能够进入去神嗰度，人同神有个隔膜。
In this veil.Represented that there was a separation between man and God, and that man could not come into the presence of God.
当耶稣死在十字架呢个幔子撕开，证明啲乜嘢？人可以直接入去神嗰度。
And when Jesus died on the cross, the veil was rent in two, and that shows us that man can now enter into the presence of God.
因为耶稣死，你可以直接去神嗰度。
Because Jesus died for you, you can go directly into the presence of God.
系冇隔膜
，there is nothing separating you.
第二件事发生好紧要。
There's a second thing that happened that's very important.
耶稣死喺十字架系公元33年，40年之后，公元70年，圣殿被拆毁。
Jesus died on the cross in the year 33 AD. And in the year 70 AD, 40 years after the death of Christ, the temple was destroyed.
这个圣殿完全拆毁了，没一块石头留在第一块石头上面。
The temple was completely destroyed. There's no stone left unturned on top of each other.
那你知不知道圣殿被毁坏是什么意思？
Do you know what it means for the temple to be destroyed?
犹太人呢是献祭啊，佢要喺圣殿献祭先至赎罪。
The Jewish people had to offer sacrifice in the temple to be cleansed, forgiven of sin.
耶稣死喺十字架系我哋嘅赎罪祭，系最后一个赎罪祭，再唔需要献祭。
Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was our sacrifice. There is no need to offer another sacrifice.
神就为了证明耶稣是最后一个献祭，就拆毁了圣殿，犹太人没办法献祭。
And so to prove that Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice, God had the temple destroyed. And the Jewish people have no way to offer sacrifice.
直到今时今日，过了2000多年，犹太人冇办法献祭，冇办法赎罪。
And even until today, it's over 2,000 years, the Jewish people cannot offer sacrifice and have no way to cleanse sin.
点解？因为佢拒绝耶稣，佢拒绝神派嚟嘅先知，佢拒绝耶稣，神就系停止佢嘅。
Because they rejected Jesus, they rejected the prophets, God stopped.
对犹太人来讲，他同神的关系断绝了。
And to the Jewish people, their relationship with God is finished.
如果你今天去到以色列，大部分的犹太人是无信论者的。
If you go to Israel today, most of the Jewish people are atheists.
他都不信有神。They don't even believe in God. 葡萄园嘅园主点样要除灭他们。
So the owner of the vineyard said, "What will he do to them? He will cut them off."
将呢个葡萄园转俾其他人。
And he will give the vineyard to somebody else.
你话神将呢个葡萄园俾咩人？ Who has God given the vineyard to?
你知唔知？有人知？ Does anybody know?
信耶稣的人。
He's given it to those who believe in Jesus.
如果你今天是信耶稣，你是神的葡萄园的一份子。If you are a Christian, a believer in Jesus Christ today, you are in God's vineyard.
那耶稣继续讲，在这个的马可福音12章第10节和11节。
Jesus continued in Mark chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. Look what he says. 经常写着说，匠人所弃的石头，已作了房角的头块石头。这是主所作的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。这经你们没有念过吗？
耶稣在这里讲的第二个比喻。Here Jesus is giving a second parable.
第一个比喻和第一个比喻一样意思, but the second parable means the same as the first. 那个匠人所弃的石头, the stone that the builders rejected.
刚才靠介绍梁师傅, 刚刚他做装修, 可能他明白呢, 这匠人的事, and we've got a contractor among us today, maybe he understands about building.
这条柱是这个大厦的基石，没了它大厦会怎样？
This pillar is a foundation for this building. If we got rid of it, what would happen?
如果没了这条柱，我们拆坏它会发生什么事？
If we get rid of this pillar, what's going to happen to this building?
Yeah.大厦会冧啊嘛，系咪？冇咗佢唔得系咪
？Without this pillar, this building's no good.
呢个系基石嘅意思，房角石嘅意思。That's what the headstone means.
匠人所弃、所放弃嘅系最主要嘅。你起屋冇个主要嘅基石，点起屋啊？
How can you build a building without the main foundation?
他匠人所弃的石头是谁啊？
Who is it that they rejected?
那个基石是耶稣基督自己。
That pillar is Jesus Christ.
因为他是放弃耶稣，他是起跟以色列犹太的国家，以色列的宗教。但是他没了耶稣在当中。
So they are building religion without Jesus Christ, the main pillar.
你跟我看诗篇118篇。
Look with me in Psalms 118.
诗篇118篇。
如果22节22节是讲匠人所弃的石头是放角石头。
And if you look in verse 22, it says that the stone that the builders rejected.
再跟我看诗篇118篇，我们看24节至26节。
So verse 22 is talking about the stone that was rejected, but we're going to read from verse 24 to 26.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。耶和华啊，求你拯救！耶和华啊，求你使我们亨通。奉耶和华名来的是应当称颂的。我们从耶和华的殿中。为你们祝福，
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你明不明这个诗篇是讲什么。
I don't know if you understand what this
Psalm is talking about. 早幾個星期我哋講到耶穌騎驢仔入去耶路撒冷，有冇記得？
Few weeks ago we talked about Jesus riding on a donkey going into Jerusalem.
百姓喺度講禍撒那禍撒那，係咪？
And the people were singing Hosanna Hosanna.
佢唱緊啲咩？就係詩篇118篇。廿五節，耶和華求你拯救。希伯來話就係禍撒那。
What were they singing? They were singing Isaiah 118 verse 25. Jehovah save us now. Hosanna, Hosanna.
呢個詩篇就係彌賽亞詩篇。This is a messianic psalm. 喺彌賽亞嘅詩篇廿二節講石頭。匠人所棄的石頭就是房角石頭。
And so in verse 22 it says the stone that the builders rejected is the chief cornerstone.
那個石頭就是耶穌，他放棄自己的彌賽亞。
They rejected their own Messiah.
我們可以看很多的經文是一樣有這個意思，不過我想你看《使徒行傳》第四章。
We can look at a lot of verses that talk about this, but I want you to look with me at Acts chapter 4, verse 10 to 12.
使徒行傳》第四章第十節至到十二節。因為猶太人拒絕耶穌，他拒絕得救的機會。
Because the Jewish people rejected Jesus, they rejected the opportunity for salvation.
你知道我们不信耶稣没办法得救。
Do you know that if you don't believe in Jesus, it's impossible to be saved?
以赛亚不是使徒行传第四章第十节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 10.
我读新译本在隔离那边。那么你们各位和以色列全民都应当知道，站在你们面前这人好了，是因拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。这位耶稣基督，你们把他钉死在十字架上，神却使他从死人中复活。他是你们建筑工人所弃的石头，成了房角的主要石头，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间再没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
There is salvation in no other name under heaven that we can recall on to be saved.
耶稣就是神所派的唯一的教主，我们拒绝耶稣没办法得救。
Jesus is the only savior that we have. If we reject Jesus, there is no hope for us.
犹太人又拒绝又钉他在十字架上，我们都要选择我们会不会拒绝他接受他。
The Jewish people rejected him, they crucified him on the cross. But we also have to choose, will we reject him or will we receive him?
除他以外无别的拯救。
There is no salvation under any other name.
有人觉得，哇，耶稣讲这个比喻啊，好专制哦。
Some people say, well, this is too exclusive.
只有耶稣可以得救，唔系，我用自己方法得噶啦。
You can only be saved by believing in Jesus. No, 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 no. I can do it my own way.
有人觉得我做好人就掂啦，神又咁好，我又咁好，神实接纳我啦。
Some people say, you know, I can do it my way. I'm a good person. God's good. He likes good people. I'm good. He's going to accept me.
系咪得唔得？唔得嘅。除他以外无别的拯救。
It doesn't work that way. There is no salvation under any other name.
有人觉得
真係太專制，我冇辦法接受。
Some people say, "Wow, that's too exclusive. I can't accept that."
我問你一個問題：如果你係一隻船喺大海沉落去，
有人係攬住個救生圈、水泡，你離岸太遠冇辦法上岸，佢叫你攬住個水泡，你會點呢？
Let's say that you're in the middle of the big ocean, your ship sinks, and your friend has an inner tube.
He says to you, hold on to the inner tube, it's too far for you to swim to shore. What are you going to do?
有人说，我不需要你的救生圈，我不需要你的，我可以自己搞得掂。你太专制，说我不求这个救生圈，我沉死咩？我不信。
And you say to him, I'm not going to call out to your inner tube. I can do it myself. I don't need that.
You're being too exclusive.
你不攬住個救生圈會發生咩事?
What's going to happen if you don't hold on to that inner tube?
你會沉落海嘛。
咁你繼續遊，對方繼續勸你，一齊攬住個水泡啦。And so you keep swimming, and the guy next to you keeps calling out to you, hold on to this inner tube.
你一直堅持，
你太專制，我有自己辦法。
And you keep saying, that's too exclusive, I can't do it that way, I'm going to do it my own way.
遲早你自己選擇了，你會沉落海。
And in the end, because of your choice, you're going to go down in the house.
或者我們說，你開快車，在马路那里有个指示牌，500米前在个山崖稍有停车。Let's say you're driving in your car and you're going so fast and there's a sign on the road and it says 500 meters ahead, a cliff, stop, danger.
你说 hey, 你太专制，我不信你的指示牌，我要继续开我的快车。
And you say, I don't accept this sign, it's too exclusive, I'm going to keep going in my car.
300米危险，停车，不停车会跌落山。
And you come to the 300 meter mark and it says, it's danger, you're going to go off a cliff.
你又说，岂有此理，你也太专制，我不信。
And you say, I don't accept this.
100米 come to 100 meters. 你就不信，你不稍有发生什么事。
At 100 meters, if you don't stop your car, what's going to happen?
跌落山, you fall down the cliff.
你也自然落, 是吗?
These are just natural laws.
神不是专制, 神是有怜悯。 God is not being exclusive, God has mercy and love.
人是亂離神，人是犯罪，是需要救主。
We have rejected God, we've fallen into sin, we need a Savior.
我们没办法自己救自己。
We can't save ourselves.
只有耶稣可以拯救我们。
Only Jesus can save us.
没办法靠自己的努力，没办法靠自己的办法。
You can't do it on your own strength or in your own way.
你知不知道，因为人犯罪远离神，我们应该死。
Do you know that because of our sin, we deserve death?
神是不需要拯救任何人。
God doesn't need to save anybody.
我们全部都是罪人。
We all are sinners.
但神选择是要拯救，因为他爱你。
But God has chosen to save because he loves you.
神是选择拯救你，因为他说你宝贵。
God has chosen to save you because he says you're precious.
神是选择去拯救你，因为他喜欢拯救你。
God has chosen to save you because he loves to save.
这样叫专制? That's exclusive?
No.
神是有怜悯, 有爱心。
God has love and mercy.
In Mark chapter 12, verse 12, the Jewish people understood what Jesus was talking about. They wanted to kill him, but they couldn't.
同我一起打開約翰福音15章.
Turn with me to John chapter 15.
可能大家好熟悉約翰福音15章.
Maybe you're familiar with John chapter 15.
我們很多時都會提這個經文.
So often we look at this verse, or these verses.
約翰福音15章.
And we see what's happened to God's vineyard.
約翰福音15章,
in John chapter 15,
我是真葡萄樹，我父是栽培的人。凡屬我不結果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡結果子的，他就修理乾淨，使枝子結 果子更多。現在你們因我講給你們的道已經乾淨了。
Jesus says, I am the vine. My Father is the herdsman, the headsman.
我熟悉這個經文，但我想你知，這個葡萄樹有和之前那個有分別。We're
familiar with this verse. But you know, there's something different about this vineyard and the one we were just looking at.
这个葡萄树，边个是葡萄树？
In this case, who is the vine?
耶稣。
Jesus is the vine.
耶稣讲个比喻，犹太人、以色列国是葡萄树。
In the parable that Jesus was talking about, the Jewish people were the vineyard.
現在耶穌就是葡萄樹。好，我又問你，在耶穌講這個，誰是園丁？
Who is the winekeeper, the vinekeeper in Jesus' John chapter 15?
誰是園丁啊？ 知不知啊？ 蛤？ 栽培的人是誰？ 蛤？ 蛤？ 神。
God is the keeper of the vine.
神是栽培的人。
耶稣是葡萄树。 神是栽培的人。 Jesus is the vine. God is the keeper.
这个葡萄树肯定正哦。
This vine is going to be very good.
是不是？
是看到神将这个葡萄树给其他人，是耶稣自己做这个葡萄树，他说给什么人啊？ And Jesus said he's going to give the vine, the vineyard to other people. If Jesus himself is the vine, who's he giving it to?
凡属我不结果子的枝子，就是剪去的；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
誰是枝子?
In verse 2, it talks about the branches that don't produce and the branches that do.
Who are the branches?
我们的，信耶稣的。
We are the branches.
你看第四节, look in verse 4. 你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己不能结果子。
You must abide in me and I abide in you. The branches do not abide in Jesus, they cannot produce fruit. Because when we believe in Jesus, we are the branches and we are part of Jesus. So this new vine produces good fruit.
是不是?
耶稣就是葡萄树，我们是枝子，神是栽培的人。 Jesus is the vine, we are the branches, God is taking care of us.
哇, 怎么可以不结好果子呢?
How can you not produce good fruit? 是吧? 有时神收你呢, 就是我们有些瑕疵,神剪下剪下,
and sometimes, you know, we have some things in our lives that God has to deal with, and cut it here, trim it there.
有时我们生命里面激烈一些的,没那么好,神说这样弄一弄会好一些,
sometimes we have things in our life that, you know, aren't the best, and God says, you know, let's make a little change here and make it better.
神是收你我们,神是淋水,淋肥料,
God is taking care of us. He's giving us water. He's giving us the nutrition.
神是照顾我们, and God is taking care of us. 耶稣就是葡萄树, 我们在耶稣的里面, 一定结好果子,
Jesus is the vine. When we are in Jesus, we produce good fruit.
是吗? 唯有我们离开耶稣, 就不能作什么。
It's only when we leave Jesus that we can't do anything.
属于耶稣的枝子,怎会离开他?
If we're part of his vine, how can we a branch leave?
是不理耶稣了,拒绝耶稣了,不听他指责了,偏行己路了。
We don't listen to him, we neglect him, we don't follow him, we just do what we want to do on our own.
咦,跟犹太人一样。
And like the Jewish people, am I?
我们需要常在耶稣里面,让耶稣继续照顾我们。
We need to abide in Jesus.
其实常在耶稣里面很容易,就是每天都让耶稣滋养我们的生命。
It's so easy to abide in Jesus, just let him nurture you and take care of you.
弟兄姊妹,今天看这个葡萄园,这个比喻, 有几样东西我们可以记得。
As we looked at this verse, the parable of the vineyard, there are a few things we can remember.
神爱你,神好有耐性,
God loves you, and God has patience.
每次你做错,每次你失败,神会怎样看你呢?
Every time you make a mistake, every time you mess up, what does God do? What does God think of you?
神有耐性, God has patience. 神是等你悔改,回到祂身边。
God is waiting for you to repent and to come back.
所以每次我们做错呢, 我们只要跟耶稣说,耶稣,我错了,我不好意思,求你宽恕我。
So every time we make a mistake, all we have to do is say to Jesus, Lord, I'm sorry, I've made a mistake.
神有耐性,祂很温柔, 好爱你,想你,想在祂里面。
God loves you. He's so patient. He wants you to abide in him.
可惜我们做错一次,我们开始排斥神,跟着尴尬,我做错这么多,不要面见神,惨啊,我不想啊,不好意思。
You know, we make mistakes and then we start to reject God and then we feel embarrassed. We say, oh no, I can't face God. I've made so many problems. And then we start to push him out of our life because we can't face him.
不要这样,神是爱你,神不计较,神说,无论你做过什么事,回来了,我爱你了,不要再拒绝我了。
God says, don't be that way. No matter what you've done, come back to me. Come back to me. I love you.
就算以色列人葡萄树,葡萄园那些园丁啊, 如果他派个仔,他接受个仔, 神会不会除灭他呢?
Let's say even in the vineyard parable, if the caretakers of the vineyard, if they did not reject the son, would God accept them?
一定会的。 我告诉你一个事实,圣经告诉我们,在末世的时候,以色列人都会回到神的身边。I'll
tell you the truth, the Bible says, in the end times, the children of Israel are going to come back to God.
在末世的时候,以色列人都会认识耶稣是教主。
And in the end times, the children of Israel will know their Messiah.
现在很多是不信神。 但到那时, 很多猶太人都回歸向主。And now at this time, there are many Jewish people that do not believe in God. But in the end times, many are going to come back.
甚至乎我们看到目前也都有很不可以说是比例多，但也都有不少的犹太人信耶稣。
Although the percentage is not great, there are many Jewish people who even today believe in Jesus Christ.
神呢是很有怜悯。God is patient. 你想不想做神的葡萄树的一份子？
Do you want to be a part of his vine?
你想不想结好果子？
Do you want to produce good fruit?
你想不想神照顾你？
Do you want God to take care of you?
不要拒绝神的救恩。要接受耶稣做你的基石。
Don't reject him. Don't reject his salvation. Accept Jesus as your foundation stone.
一起低头祈祷。Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，因为你爱我们。你有怜悯，你有宽恕，你有爱心，甚至乎你好有耐性。你明白我们的问题，就算我们得罪你，就算我们做错，你都是有宽恕怜悯的心。主耶稣，我们求你帮助我们呢接受你的爱，常在耶稣的里面接受神你的救恩，与我们的生命天天靠着耶稣的能力来过，天天得到耶稣的拯救。主耶稣，我们多谢你，多谢你听我祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。